Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today for a special discussion about our favorite internet filter, Covenant Eyes. But today's podcast is going to be a little bit unique in the sense that today's podcast is special. It is brought to you by Covenant Eyes.
Yes.
And it's unique in that it is sponsored by Covenant Eyes. And I know that many of you have heard us talk about Covenant Eyes. Mm-hmm. And on our podcasts and in our family conferences and in our teen camps, just about anywhere I preach, you would hear me talk about that and how important it is to us and to our family.
Yes, yes.
And we want to protect ourselves and we want to protect our children from the negative effects of internet porn. And this Covenant Eyes app, this Covenant Eyes program is one of the very important tools that we use.
Yes.
So in this episode, we want to tell you why the porn issue is such a big deal. And also let you know why Covenant Eyes is an incredible asset in winning the battle.
Yes, and how it's helped our family.
And it has helped our family.
Yes.
So let's get started.
Okay.
And roll right into it. You know, if you are aware of anything at all much in life, that we are under attack in so many ways.
Yes.
In this issue of purity and porn. And moms and dads, be aware that we are talking about these matters a little bit today. We're going to be wise, but if you have little ones or you're a little uncertain about where you're listening to us at, just be aware of where we're going with this.
Pop in those earbuds.
And let's talk a little bit about how these stats are against us. Mm. Every time I look up stats on where are we, what's going on, the stats are always against what we want for our homes and families.
Right.
And so read some of these. These here came from a professional forensic counseling firm in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
This is from Bevel and Associates. And this was just one of the lists they had of recent stats that they have discovered. Read those to us, sweetheart. Mm.
They're a little bit shocking, at least to me. Obviously, we know that pornography is everywhere. You can't go outside of your house to the grocery store without seeing inappropriate images. But these statistics are just shocking.
Yeah, check these out.
93% of boys and 62% of girls are exposed to internet porn before the age of 18. 70% of boys have spent at least 30 consecutive minutes viewing pornography online, at least on one occasion.
And you know what's interesting about that is that pornography statistics indicate that in one sitting, many times in our generation because of the internet, in one sitting, a young man or a young lady or anybody can see more porn in that one sitting that our previous generations could have seen often in an entire lifetime. And that part is very, very shocking. So here's a few more.
Sad. 35% of boys have been doing this on at least 10 occasions. 83% of boys have seen group sex online. 67% of children admit to cleaning their internet history to hide their online activity.
Or clearing their internet history.
79% of accidental exposures to internet pornography among children takes place in the home.
That's one of the reasons we're talking about this on our podcast.
Right.
If right under 80% of accident exposures. They weren't intending to. It was an accident. It takes place in the home. So moms and dads, make a note of that. That's very, very important.
Right. 56% of divorce cases involve one party having an obsession or an obsessive interest in online pornography. 12% of internet websites are pornographic, which is 25 million sites, roughly. Two of the top 100 sites are pornography. 40 million Americans regularly visit porn sites. 2.5 billion emails each day are pornographic. 25% of search engine requests each day are pornography related, which would be about 70 million per day. Only 3% of porn sites require age verification.
And make a note of that, mom and dad, because that also means that your children, there's nothing to hinder them.
Right.
Only 3% would require an age verification, and even then they could lie.
Right, true. The average age of a child when they first see pornography is 11, and 70% of young men 18 to 24 visit pornography sites on at least a monthly basis.
And just remember, those are not from, you know, those are from Bevel and Associates in Birmingham, Alabama. These are people that counsel teens quite frequently.
Right.
And research these matters. And, and here's a couple of more statistics that I found, and I did some research, so they do seem across the board, 75% of parents believe their children have never seen porn. Hmm. But out of those parents who were interviewed for that stat, 53% of their children who were also interviewed reported that they actually had.
Hmm.
So three out of four parents believe that their kids have never seen anything.
Right.
They would say, my kid's never seen that.
Right.
But half of that number, their children report
more than half, yes,
that they actually had.
Right.
And so what we would say is that, listen, stats are not on our side.
No.
The stats would seem to indicate that your children and my children are going to battle this issue, and it's an issue that is here to stay.
Right.
And it's doing incredible damage to our homes and families.
It would be nice to think, no, my child would never.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a moment.
Yes.
Because that is a lie that's easy to believe. My
yes.
child would never.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that culture is not on our side. Mm-hmm. It is acceptable. It is talked about. It's laughed about. It's joked about.
Right.
And so no matter where your children are, whether they're homeschooled or Christian schooled or whatever, they are
yes.
surrounded by a culture that really will often joke inappropriately or even take steps towards exposing our children to things that
yes.
are wrong.
Uh-huh.
And certainly technology has increased this struggle exponentially.
Absolutely.
I read somewhere along the way that pornography is accessible, which is really nothing new because it's always been around.
Right.
In different forms, of course, but it's always been around. It's accessible. It is affordable in our generation because it is very free.
Right.
And with so many accesses on the internet, it's even made it more affordable.
Right.
Than ever before. It is anonymous because with the prevalence of the devices we have, whether it's your kid's iPad or tablet, anything that connects to the internet, anything at all, or if they're with someone who has a device that's connected to the internet, it's
right.
accessible,
right.
it's affordable, it's anonymous. And moms and dads, here's something that Bethany and I want you to know. It's also aggressive.
Yes.
And this is where sometimes we as parents go wrong, because oftentimes we think, my child would never do that. And I'm going to say that maybe you're correct. It very well may be that your child would never want to see that, would never do that. But
right.
if your child has friends with internet access devices, if your friend has an internet access device themselves, if there's a computer in your house, if there's a television in your home, if your children are anywhere where there is a computer,
right.
They don't have to want to find it. They don't have to look it up. It will
right.
find them.
Yes.
And that's why we say that porn is now aggressive. It's designed to find our children, and it's designed to find us as adults.
Right.
And the reason we promote Covenant Eyes in our family is it's not just about our children. It's also about us.
Yes.
Every device we own is protected and governed by the Covenant Eyes program.
Right.
And we recommend the same thing for you. There's so many stories. This is a coming to the end of what we call our summer.
Yes.
We're getting ready to, you know, school starting back. So once school starts back, we change gears. Camps go to revivals and family conferences.
Right.
But my summer's been filled with working with young people and families and
yes.
all of that. And the stories just never end. Goodness, we could spend hours on this podcast talking about the stories, and they range. I can tell the story about the one boy that came to a revival or was a youth conference. And
right.
he was battling homosexuality because he's 14 years old, but he first saw pornographic images involving homosexuality at the age of 4.
Hmm.
He had no idea what he was seeing.
Right.
He doesn't even have a vocabulary to go tell anybody.
Right.
He wouldn't even know what to say if he went to tell somebody.
Right.
But those images, once he knew where to find them, it was a curiosity matter. Obviously, there was no sexual arousal there.
Hmm.
He's 4.
Right.
But the curiosity took him straight into, followed him into his puberty and his adolescence. And now he's got a massive battle
right.
to where his mind is polluted with so many images, he can't think clearly.
Right.
And remember, moms and dads, that the point we're making here is that we need help. Covenant Eyes is one of the ways that we can help.
Right. It can help. And what David had said about that young man when he first stumbled upon the pornography and he didn't know what he was seeing, that could be what could be happening in your home. I'm not saying it is, but
sure.
we often will say, well, my child is 4 or 5 or 6. They would never look at anything like that. Well, if they stumble upon it, if you have no filters in place, or if you're not checking yourself as a parent and they stumble upon it, and like David said, they have no vocabulary to tell you what they saw. They only know that probably it made them feel guilty, but it also made them feel curious.
Sure.
And if you have a child who isn't going to be forthright with you anyway, and that subject doesn't come up in your home, why would you talk to a six-year-old about pornography? Then it could be something that just plants a little seed in their heart because sure. they never get the help that they need.
Yes. So we've got to be aware that this is yes. a real battle with real stories.
Yes.
And even this summer, I met a young man, and I won't even mention where we were, but I met a young man who was very emotional following a service where I spoke about purity matters. Mm-hmm. And his whole story was that I don't like it. I don't want it part of my life, but now that I've seen it, I can't stop.
Right.
I'm always drawn back to it. Mm-hmm. And it's because, moms and dads, it is attached to our emotions. And we are taught that when a person views these pornographic images, it does release the chemicals in the brain that make you right. feel a high.
Dopamine.
Dopamine and things mm-hmm. of that sort.
Yes.
And so when a kid is lonely or he's tired or she's hungry
or bored,
mm-hmm. Or maybe just even angry. That's another high right. emotion for teenagers.
Yes.
One of the ways they can feel better in the midst of all these emotions that are normal to adolescents
uh-huh.
is they stumble on this matter of looking at things online they shouldn't be looking at.
Right.
In fact, that no one should be looking at.
Yes.
And so we've got to be very aware of it. I even remember one revival where there was a 70-year-old man who pulled me aside and asked for prayer because he had discovered it on his devices
right.
and had become addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very concerned about it. So right. there are so many stories.
We have heard of young people becoming addicted because of what they've seen on television and what we would even say mainstream television these days, because
yes.
you can stream anything into your home. And if there isn't some sort of parental control or filter on your television, I know I was just listening to an Audible book, but the author had mentioned that there are so many inappropriate and immoral television shows that are now
and we're just surrounded.
Geared towards, I would say, mostly towards women and young girls because they have the auspices of being historically correct or historical fiction. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that actually would interest me. I would love to watch something that would be a historical fiction or based on something that actually happened in history.
Sure.
But you have to be so careful because
yes.
many of those shows have the sexual overtones and sometimes just not even an overtone. Maybe it's just blatant
just
sexuality.
Just something blatant that opens the door for our children to wonder.
Yes.
Or to be curious.
Yes.
Which opens the door then to turn to finding it. And the way everybody finds it now is on the internet.
Yes.
And so really there are many stories and there mm-hmm. are many steps we could take. And,
yes.
I suppose there are who knows how many options available to help our families, to help ourselves, to help mm-hmm. our children, to win the battle against porn and its harmful influences.
Right.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was the beginning of our episode entitled Covenant Eyes. Join us next time as we continue this conversation.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.